Note that occasion when your Rabb said to the angels, I am going to place a vicegerent on earth. The angels said, Will you place there one who will make mischief and shed blood while we sing your praises and glorify your name? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. He taught Adam the names of all things. Then he presented the things to the angels and said, Tell me the names of those if what you say is true. Allah did this to show Adam's special qualities of learning and memory. Glory to you, they replied, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us. In fact, you are the one who is perfect in knowledge and wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Adam, tell them the names. When Adam told them the names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal? When we ordered the angels, prostrate before Adam in respect. They all prostrated except Iblis, the shaitan, who refused in his arrogance and became a disbeliever. To Adam we said, Dwell with your wife in paradise and eat anything you want from its bountiful food from wherever you wish, but do not approach this tree, or you shall become transgressors. But shaitan tempted them with the tree to disobey Allah's commandment and caused them to be expelled from paradise. And we said, Get out from here, some of you being enemies to others, and there is for you in the earth an abode and provisions for a specified period. Then Adam received appropriate words from his Rabb and repented, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Get out from here, all of you, we said, at the time of Adam's departure from paradise. There will come to you a guidance from me. Those who accept and follow it shall have nothing to fear or to regret. But those who reject and defy our revelations will be inmates of hellfire, wherein they shall live forever.